There's fresh agitation in coalition ranks for the party to deliver a full industrial relations policy. The Melbourne Liberal backbencher Josh Frydenberg has written an opinion piece calling for the party to take a stance on IR reform, saying it's more important than ever. He's won the backing of his former boss, Alexander Downer, as well as a peak business group. But Labor says the piece shows the opposition leaders under pressure to cut workplace entitlements. Lexi Metherill reports.
Josh Frydenberg's opinion piece in The Australian reads like a clarion call. The ambitious MP says unions are increasingly militant and the workplace is over-regulated, and the coalition should go on the front foot and put forward proposals to deal with those issues. While Mr. Frydenberg declined to be interviewed by The World Today, the former foreign minister he advised didn't.
He is a backbencher, so he has freedom to speak out, and I think it will be well received. Look, I think people in the coalition agree with what he's saying, honestly.
Alexander Downer agrees with Josh Frydenberg that the coalition needs to develop its public position on IR. How does the coalition, though, do the things that it obviously wants to do, you know, reduce union power and increase flexibility of individual contracts without raising the spectre of work choices, which seems to be, you know, which is politically tainted now?
Well, I mean, by throwing the argument back at Julia Gillard and the Labor Party, basically the Labor Party, Julia Gillard very much so, believe in union power. And they believe in concentrating power in the hands of trade union leaders. And the Liberal Party needs to make that point and to make it clear that we know how trade union leaders behave. So, no, I think the Liberal Party can win this debate. And if the best the Labor Party can come up with is a lie that the Liberals are going to reintroduce work choices when they clearly have made it plain that they won't. Well, I don't think they're going to get very far with that.
Business groups want the IR environment overhauled, but they're not sinking the boot into the coalition over a lack of a full policy. The chief executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Peter Anderson.
An opposition is an opposition, and whatever is said in opposition ultimately can't be delivered unless and until the opposition party is in government. The opposition has, over the course of the past 12 months, spoken more publicly about its intentions. That's a good thing. It's certainly indicated that there are major problems with the industrial regulation that's applied in the building and construction industry.
The chief executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Peter Anderson, ending that report by Lexi Metherill.